Your travel tale. Your travel tale. The Great Destinations Radio Show.
Well, today's holiday hindsight, Liechtenstein is a beautiful and tiny little country between Austria and Switzerland, just 25 kilometres long. It's known for its medieval castles, alpine chalets, and villages linked by paths and trails. Jan von Brock says it's worth a few days' stay if you're travelling to the Alps.
Wintertime is great for skiing. There are skiing slopes and downhill skiing, alpine skiing, just in the heart of Liechtenstein. So it's from the hotel, it would be 10 minutes. There is a beautiful mountainous area in Liechtenstein, which is called Malbuhn, with hotels right at the slopes. So this, of course, is fantastic. So if you come winter time, you need to go up the mountain definitely to enjoy sports, skiing. But then also in summertime, it's beautiful. Also up the mountains, where you see all those lakes and little hiking trails. You can go paragliding. You can go biking like crazy up the mountains. It's beautiful. But also then there is the River Rhine flowing through the country, which affords lots of sports opportunities for inline skating, for instance, or cycling again, or swimming is a bit dangerous in the River Rhine, but then there are nice lakes in the country which are free of charge. You can just go there and jump in, which is very enjoyable. The capital village, as the Liechtenstein people call it, Vaduz, is definitely a must-see. There are beautiful art museums and museums of Liechtenstein culture, and it's just a very quick stroll. You can spend a nice day there, and you would have seen lots of interesting. There's an art museum also with beautiful paintings. This is very nice.
With it being such an international place, is there anything in terms of food or drink that's distinctly Liechtenstein? Is there a traditional Liechtenstein meal if you went to a restaurant you'd have?
There is probably. I hope I'm not mistaken. I would probably say that Riebel is the most local one. It is a grain which they cook in a specific way. But then again, you would get a lot of Swiss and also Austrian dishes and food. There is a Liechtenstein beer brewery, which is Brauhaus Bier, which is the one which is. They say one country, one beer is their slogan. So that's kind of probably a must drink.
So there can never be another brewery then, can there?
Exactly. and then there's the vineyards and really very nice wine from the principal family, but also from other local vineyards, which are very I would very much advise to taste. Definitely, I would say there would be cheaper places to go. But again, I would say probably you wouldn't spend too long there. So a couple of days probably, and then at other countries also and other spots in the region.
Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
Find Great Destinations Radio Show on Facebook and Twitter.